Thing, Lakashanino, therefore we learned no Ruivechud Biyf, Ruiv Shnaim Bebehema, to teach us that even by Behema, even by Kodeshim, still the locher is all you need, even with the Rabbonin, is only Ruiv of the two Simonim. You do not have to share the complete two Simonim, it's enough even with the Rabbonin, just the majority. Shrasha Kashaninu, me Mishnah Yisrael from an extra Mishnah, that Chad Bechulin, one Mishnah is telling us that by Chulin, dick animal, it's enough Ruiv. Now, v'chod v'kodeshim, another Mishnah teaching us even by the Karbonis. Nami dekam, Reb Shimon ben Lakish, lefrushe hach to say the Yuma Tanan, lo deshchit eschulin, shmamina korzodoch abrev shnayim. Since Reb Shlokish said this all to explain our Mishnah, so we see clearly what does the word korzo mean? That the Klein Godel only shechted roiv of the two simonim, of the windpipe and the food pipe. And then another Klein came to finish it off. Fred Gemara, v'chim meyach adiaf filu psula. Midrabbanan Lekha, once you're telling me now that when the Kohen Gadol shechted roiv of the two simonim, that's enough. It's not even possible midrabbanan, it's 100% kosher. Midiraisa midrabbanan, abizay lomali lamerik. Why do we need another Kohen to come and finish off the Shechita? What's the purpose of it? So Marian says, mitzvah lamerik, it's time a mitzvah bialma. So Rashi says, mitzvah lamerik, it's a mitzvah to finish off the Shechita. Kadei lohoitzi es adam yofa, in order that all the blood should come out. So it's not part of the Avodah. So that we need the Kohen Gadol for us to do the Avodah. The Avodah, the Shechita the Kohen Gadol did. Midrabbanan, like Tosfos says, you need the Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah of Shechita by the Korban HaTamid. So once he shechted Roiv of the two Simonim, that's a Kosher Shechita. The Avodah was done. Why does another Kohen make the Merika? Morak, finish the Shechita? That's time a mitzvah b'yalma, just to have all the dam come out. Now, new Gemara. Gemara says, Abaya Mesader Marocha Mishmed Gemara. Abaye went to make a seder to teach us exactly how was the avoda done in the base of Mikdash every day. Aliba the Gemara, according to where he was makabel from his rebbe's, the Aliba the Abishril, and it goes according to Abishril Shita. So Rashi, Abaye Mesader Marocha Mishmed Gemara. Mono seder avoda shakol yoyim v'yoyim. Abaye went to say the order how the avodas were done on every single day. Not only Yom Kippur, how the avodas were done every single day in the morning. Now, Mishmedi Gemara, the Kulu Yeshiva, the Rabbanim, the Bnei Midrasha. He set it over in front of all the Yeshiva, all the Rabbanim in the Yeshiva. And V'aliba, the Abishril. Now, Abaye is saying it over according to Abishril, Shita. The Yom of Perakam, we learned before, he learns that Hatovas Kol HaNeiros Kedemus L'Kteris, comes before the Kteris. Like we'll soon see also, we had before, that Sintrasan, when they fixed up the Neiros, for the menorah, we know there were seven neiros. Now there's a lochem that you have to first fix up five of them, and then leave over the two, and you do some other avodah in between. And when you finish that avodah, then you go to finish up the last two neiros, clean them off. So as a machlokes before, which avodah do you do in between? The chum before said you bring the keteris in between. Now Abaye is not going like that. Abaye Shol is going according to Abishol Shita. Rabbi Shol Shita is the Keteris comes after all the Neiros. After you finish the last two Neiros, also you do the after that you do the Keteris. So then, what is in between the Atavos and Neiros? We'll soon see. That's the Korban HaTamid. The Korban HaTamid was done in between the Atavos of the Shtei Neiros, like we'll soon see. So Abaye was going according to Abishol Shita that the Keteris was after all seven Neiros, and something else was in between the Neiros. Now, what's the Seder? So Abaye said like this. Marocha gedoyla kedemus la marocha shniya. So first thing in the morning you have to fix up the big marocha, the big fire, that on that you're going to burn all the evorim, the pedorim, all the kabonas are burnt in that big fireplace. So you have to get that going first. It's a big marocha, very long. They have to bring a lot of wood up there. You took it out from the lishkas eitzim. You carried up the wood on top of the mizbeach to get the fire burning. That's the first thing we took care of. Make sure there's the marocha gedoyla. Now that came before the Marocha Shniya, Shuk Teres, before they made a second fireplace, which the purpose of the second fireplace was not to burn the kabonis, but rather just to have coals, in order that the mitzvah was to take off coals from the Mizbeach HaChitzim and bring it into the Mizbeach HaPnim, and on that they burnt the Keteres. So you had to have a special fireplace outside on the outside of Mizbeach in order to take the coals from that inside to burn the Keteres. So that was the second thing they did. They took care of the second marocha. Rashi says, marocha gedoyla shirleil yaktiru kol haktoris, should be. That on this they brought all the kabonis, all the evarim and the pedarim, the emurim, was burnt on this big marocha. That was taken care of first. koydemes l'sidur l'sidur l'fneihem arocha shniya. Shoysim bekerem marovus droimus. They do the second one on the marav droimus side. Moshech min akerem daladamus l'tzatzof l'damus echadamit. Vaita. Then marocha shniya. Then they took care of the second marocha that came before shokaturis. No. Marocha shniya shokaturis koydemes l'sidur shnei gizri eitzim. Now, after they finished the second marocha, the cover, the keteris, now they went back to the first marocha, and they put on top of them the shnei gzir yetzim. It's a special avoida. Putting on top of it two big logs of wood, you put on top of the first marocha. So again, first the first marocha, then you made the second marocha, then you went back to the first one and put the two big logs of wood. Rashi, l'sid shnei gzirin, shemesadrin al marocha gedoyla. The kula time of first to come, we soon dash and psukim. How do we know this was the seder? Now, after the shnei gziri etzim was now the siddur shnei gziri etzim koydim lebishim mizbech apnimi. That came before fixing out the mizbech apnimi, before they cleaned out the mizbech apnimi. Now, vadishim mizbech apnimi, they cleaned out the inside mizbech was koydim liatovas chomish neiros. That took place before they started to fix up the first five neiros of the menorah. Now, liatovas chomish neiros. Fixing up the first five menorahs, neiros, took place before they brought the dam of the korban atomit. It is according to Abishoyel that in between the neiros was the dam of the korban atomit. Now, the dam hatomid, koydim liatovish de neiros. After they brought the dam, they made the shrita and the zrika of the korban atomit. Now they went to finish off the next two neiros of the menorah. Fi hatovish de neiros, koydim likteris. And after they finished cleaning out the last two neiros, then they first brought the keteris every single day. Ukteris koydim leivorim. Now after they did the keteris, then they first went back to the korban atomid, and now they started to burn the pieces of meat. Now they burnt the evorim of the korban atomid. The evorim lemincha. And after they burnt the pieces of meat of the korban atomid, now they brought lemincha that came lecovered the korban atomid. Rashi said lemincha, minchas nitzchay shotomid. The Pasuk says, the Asiru Seifa Solos Lemincha. It's every day, every carbon atomid, you had to bring an Asiru Seifa for the Mincha. So the Mincha came after the Keteris. O Mincha Lechavitin. And then after he brought the Mincha, the cover, the carbon atomid, then the Kohen Gadol brought the cover himself, the Chavitin, every single day, which was the Mincha for the Kohen Gadol. The Chavitin Lenesachim. Then after the Kohen Gadol brought his chavitin, then they went back to bring the Nesachim for the Korban Atomid. Drash to the Nesachim, lenesach yenoi shotomid. To be menasach the wine that came to cover the Korban Atomid. V'nesachim l'musafim. Then let's say it was Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, there was a Korban Musaf. After they finished the Nesachim for the Korban Atomid, then they went to bring the Musafim. Rashim Shabbosu. U'musafim l'bezichim. After they brought the Korban Atomid, then on Shabbos, they would take off the bezichim, the top two plates on top of the shulchan that had the levoiner in it, and they would burn it. Uvezichim l'tomish ben abayim. And after they brought the bezichim, then the last avoid of the day was the tomish ben abayim. Labdaf had to come after this. I mean, it could be the avoidus in between, but the last thing they did on the daytime was the tomish ben abayim. Shenem, because the pasuk says, v'hikter oleha chel b'yashlomim. With Ashen, Oleh means, after you brought the Korban Atomit Shoshachar, then bring the rest of the Korban Asayon. So with Ashen, Oleh, after the first Tomit Shoshachar, Hashlem Kola Korban Kulon. Finish off any other Korban you want to bring throughout the whole day. In other words, before you bring the second Tomit Shoben Abayim, finish off all other Korbanos. Because once you bring the Tomit Shoben Abayim, you're not allowed to bring any other Korbanos. Only the Korban Pesach was brought after the Tomit Shoben Abayim. But usually after the Tomit Shoben Abayim, there's an Isser Asay not to bring any other Korbanos. Sadrashi, Shinem Avikti Roleh Achel B'Yashlamim, V'Dorish Leh Loshin Ashlomo Leho, Alo Oilo Tomit Shoshachar Amura B'Rosh HaMikro, Shinem Avroch Leh Oilo, Victor V'Hoysef V'Hishlem Achreho, Kol Korbanos, V'Lo Yashabin Abayim, Lima Da Tomit Shoben Abayim, Shu'achron Kol Korbanos. Let's finish off all your kabbonis after the Tomit Shoshachar. As if to say, when you bring though the next Tomit Shoben Abayim, nothing else comes later. Yeah. This is Abba Shoyl's Seder, how we do the Seder. Tomorrow says, Omamar, Abayi said, Marocha Gedoyla Kedemus Amarocha Shniya. The first thing that came was Marocha Gedoyla, that came first, and then came the Marocha Shniya. Fred Gemara, Minolan. How does Abaye know to say this? First they took care of the big one, then they took care of the second one. She says the Tanya. The Pasuk says at the beginning of Tzav that he oila, Pasuk Tzav Asarim Gazbon of Lamer, Zois Teres oila, he oila, Al Moito Al Mizbeach Kol Alayla. It should be Al Moito on the burning place Kol Alayla. So with Ashen now, Moito Al Mizbeach means the Maracha Gedolim. First set up the big burning place. Hei oila Al Moito Al Mizbeach Kol Alayla. Zu Maracha Gedolim. That goes on the Maracha Gedolim. Like Rashi says, Moito means Loshen Medurus Eitzim. It means a Loshen of a lot of wood burning. Then the Pasuk says, V'eish HaMizbeach Tukat Boi. Where it says, V'eish HaMizbeach Tukat Boi, Zu Maracha Shniyah. That goes on the second Maracha that was for the purpose of Shokoteris. In order to have coals that they took off from the Mizbeach HaChitzon to bring inside the Mizbeach HaPnim, that's what they had a second fireplace. So therefore, the Seidah Pasuk is, Al Moita Al Mizbeach Kol Alayla is the Maracha Gedolah. And then, V'eish HaMizbeach Tukat Boi, that's the Mizbeach HaShniyah, the second one. For the Gemara, the Epech Hano maybe change around just the opposite, that first they brought, they made the Maracha Shniyah for the Keteris, and then they made the first Maracha. So interesting. What's the Gemara asking Vepech? So Rashi learns Vepech, Lahakti Maracha Shekteris, Ukro, should be the Loike Sidra, to the Hekta Kolalayla Koi. In other words, not that we're changing around Pshan the Posig. Avada Al Moita means the Maracha Gedolo, and Eish HaMizbeach Tukaba means the Maracha Shniyah. So even though the Seder is first the big one, then the second one, the Kasher is maybe still the Pasuk was written, Shleike Sidra. And it should be the opposite way. Maybe first we made the Maracha Shokoteris, and then we made the big Maracha. What's the Svara? The Havamina would be like the Gemara says later. Because since the Keteris is something that's brought in Lefnim, maybe that's more Choshev. Maybe we should take care of that one first. So Gemara answers, Mistavra Maracha Gedolah Adifa. No, it's a Svara that the big Maracha we took care of first. Shekein kaprosa meruba, because on the first maracha, the big one, that's where we burn all the kabonis, all the emurim goes on that maracha, that has a lot of kapara. So zikha svara, that one came first. The other Gemara says, no, adarab, just the opposite. Maracha shni adifon, shekein machnisim emenu lufnim. And you have to say, this was the whole Gemara's kasha teyas epoch. Let's change around to say a svara. We should have to first make the second maracha for the purpose of the k'teris, because the k'teris is brought in the mizbeach apnim. Since that's brought inside, maybe it's more choshev. So the Gemara says, no, the maskonah is afilu hochi. Even though you have a svara to say, the keteris in the pnim is more choshev, still I tell you, kaprosa meruba difa. No, it's still a svara to say, the pasuk means the way it says it, it's right, Seder. That since it's kaprosa meruba, it's a svara, it comes first. Since the big maracha, that's where you burn all the kabonis, that's more choshev. The boy is same. Another svar is the pasuk says the boy is same. Eloi meshkachas eitzim lemarocha shniya miloi mayim marocha gedela. And there is even a, let's say there's no second marocha. Let's say it went out. There are no coals there. The locher is avad. You could take the coals from the first marocha to use it for the k'teris. See, even the first marocha also has shaches to the k'teris. So that's why it's a svarim. First make the first marocha. That's what we use to burn all the Evorim. And lo yitzu, you have no other coals. Of course, you could use those coals also. So that has more chashivas to it. And then you do the second Maracha. Now, Maracha Shniyah Shekoteris, Kodemus Lesidish Negiz Reitzim. After you make the second Maracha, then you go back to put the two pieces of wood back on the first big Maracha. For the Gemara Minolon, how do you know this? The Pasuk says, Uvier Oleo HaKoyim Eitzim Baboiker Baboiker. Pasuk says, So we dash in, you should put on top of it. So we dash in Oleho V'lo Yalchaverta. Put it on top of the Maracha Gedolo and not on the second one. So it's a Diyek Mechlal Diyis Lachaverta. So you have to say, at the time you have this mitzvah, to put the two Gziri Eitzim on top of the first Maracha, there is a second Maracha already. Because the Pasuk is saying, Ovir Oleho. Put it on top of the first Maracha, as if to say only on this one and not on the second one. So from here we see there is already a second Maracha. That comes first. And after you made the second Maracha, now you go back to the first big one and you put the Shnei Gezira Eitzim on top of it. Fred Gemara, V'hayo Leo Miboyle Lagufay. There's not extra this Pasuk. It says, Uvir Oleho. You have to put the Shnei Gezira Eitzim directly on top of the Maracha. Otherwise, I would think, maybe you could put it on the side, maybe half of the wood is on top. we dash in the pasuk now with vir aleha. So the whole shneig ziratzin, these two pieces of wood, has to be totally on top of the merachon. So it's not an extra word aleha. We need it lagufay. And the Gemara trei alek sivi. It says two times. Then the pasuk says the yarach aleha oila. So it says two times aleha in the pasuk. So aleha means to say, put it on this one and not on the other one. Mashma b'shas the shnei gziratzim, you already have both marachas there. Weiter. Then sid the shnei gziratzim koydum dishmas becha pnimi. It comes before cleaning out the inside of becha. Why? Afa gav doch ksiv abaykim abaykir. Even though here by the shnei gziratzim it says, eloshin, uvir aleha koyin etzim babaykim abaykir, which is mashma early in the morning. Now v'hoch ksiv babaykim abaykir. Who adin by the dishim is bechapnimi? The pasuk also says ba'boike ba'boike. Like Rashi says, v'achik siv means in Shemais ba'boike ba'boike behitivo yasaneris yakdirenu koil lemedrashay adishim pnimi. It goes on the pnim. Also it says every morning ba'boike ba'boike. So how do we know which one comes first? How do we know that the shnei gziratzim comes before the dishim is bechapnim? Or afilu v'achi machshirodif. It's more of a swear to take care of the marochon that comes first. Shrashi Machshir Odev, Ha Machshiru Masakin Es Adover, Ha Zeh Koidmoy, Vi Eitzim Machshiru Kteris Hein, Shri Eitzim Hein Ha Machshiru Nes Akteris. The wood is a Machshir for the Kteris. That is cleaning out the Mizbech HaPnim means cleaning out what was already burnt. Here putting the wood on is a Machshir to be able to make the Kteris. So that comes first. For the Gemara Machshir Mayniyu, Shnei Gzir Eitzim, what are you talking about? You're being Machshir the Kteris? What are we putting on now? The two pieces of wood. For Amrit Shnei Gziratzim, the Marocha Gedola Asli. Where do we put these two big pieces of wood? Not on the second Marocha to cover the Kteris. We put it on the first Marocha to cover the burning of the Emurim. So how do we know that these two pieces of wood have to do with the Hechshir of the Kteris? Like you're telling me now, the Disha Mizbech HaPnim, you're cleaning out the inside Mizbech, means you're cleaning it out from the Kteris. So saying the Svara first put the wood, because the wood is a Machshir, it's making it Roy to be able to make the Kteris. But we don't put the Shnei Gziratzim on the second Merachim. We put it on the first one. It has nothing to do with the Kteris. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shum Eitzim. No, HaKol Ponim has the shame of Eitzim. Like, what are we burning on the second Merachim? Wood. So anytime you're putting wood on the Mizbeach, that has the shame. Wood is like a Machshir for the Kteris. Wood always comes first. Ravina says no, like we had before. Hoyo v'hischol, the Merachim Goymer. It's a Svara. Since we already started to make the marochas, so the svara first finish off completely the marochas. Like the last avodah is put the two big pieces of wood, the shnei gziratzim, and put them on the marocha rishonim, and then go to do the dishim mizbech hapnim. Even though both of them say baboiker baboiker, it's a svara since you already started with the marocha, finish it off. Rav Ashi says no. Like we said before, that the wood for the marocha is a hechsher, is making it roi to be able to make the kteris. You had a question. It goes on the wrong marocha, though. These two woods are going on the first marocha, and that's not used for the kteris. The teretz is, Eloi mishkachas eitzim marocha shniyah. Let's say you're not going to find any wood, or there'll be no second marocha. Miloi mayim marocha gedoyla. Can't you take the coals from the first marocha to use for the kteris? So it's possible even the first marocha, the shnei gziratzim, will come to help out the kteris. So the svara first do all the machshira for the kteris, and then you worry about cleaning out the mizbeach. Vayta v'dishim mizbeach apnimi koydim le'atavus chomesh neiris. Now first you clean out the inside mizbeach, and then you want to clean out the neiris. My time, how do we know this? Amar Abaya Gemara Gemirna svara le'yadana. This is like halacha l'mashi mitzinai. Rashi shekain sidru. We learned this is the seder, but I don't know the svara. I don't know the reason why. I don't know why the hatavus of the mizbeach apnim comes before the hatavus of the neiris. For Rabbi Rama, Kiresh Lakish. Rabbi says, no, there's a svara like Resh Lakish says. The Yomer Resh Lakish. Rabbi says like this, Ein ma'virin ala mitzvahs. Anytime you have two mitzvahs in front of you, you have to do the mitzvahs in front of you first. You can't jump over one mitzvah to do a second mitzvah. So in other words, when you come into the Heichel, in the Heichel, on the right side was the Shulchan, the left side was the Menorah, and right smack in the middle was the Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach we'll soon see was a little bit in front. So since when he came in, the first thing he hit was the Mizbeach, at the Svara, first you have to clean out the Mizbeach, and then you go to the Menorah to clean out the Menorah. That's what's talking to Svara, Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs. The Mora says, V'chi Ayel Heichol, when you go into the Heichol, the Mizbeach Pogav Reisha. You know what the first